Harlingen business operators charged in multi-million-dollar power wheelchair fraud scheme. Texas border business, U.S. Attorney's Office, Southern District of Texas, Brownsville, Texas, the operators of a durable medical equipment company have been charged with defrauding Medicare, announced U.S. Attorney Alamdar S. Hamdani. Authorities took Maria Luisa Izaguirre, 43, Harlingen, into custody this morning. She is expected to make her initial appearance before U.S. Magistrate Judge Ignacio Tortea III at 9:30 a.m. August 31. Jeremiah Izaguirre, 44, also of Harlingen, was arrested August 22. The 16-count indictment charges the operators with conspiracy to commit healthcare fraud, aggravated identity theft and money laundering. The charges allege that between 2019 and 2023, the Izaguirres submitted over $14 million in claims to Medicare for power wheelchairs, power scooters, parts and repairs for 37 individuals. In multiple instances, they allegedly billed Medicare more than $600,000 for parts and repairs for one Medicare beneficiary and falsely claimed to have replaced expensive parts on numerous occasions. According to the indictment, in one instance they billed Medicare approximately $736,072 in parts and repairs for one patient, submitting repair claims 132 times for the expandable controller, 107 times for the motor gearbox and 84 times for the battery. The patient was bedbound and did not have access to the power wheelchair when the repairs were allegedly conducted. Additionally, the indictment alleges they used proceeds of the fraud scheme to purchase millions of dollars in real estate, cryptocurrency, stock, a luxury sports car and expensive movie memorabilia. If convicted, they each face up to 10 years in prison for healthcare fraud and money laundering and a mandatory 2 years for each count of aggravated identity theft, which must be served consecutively to any other prison term imposed. The FBI, Department of Health and Human Services Office of Inspector General, Texas Health and Human Services, Texas Attorney General, Medicaid Fraud Control Unit and Texas Department of Insurance conducted the investigation. Assistant U.S. Attorneys Andrew Swartz and Anna Cano are prosecuting the case. An indictment is a formal accusation of criminal conduct, not evidence. A defendant is presumed innocent unless convicted through due process of law.